It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Blabat Blue Studio. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, sitting in for Andrew P. Shea. With me is Ross Tucker. It's quarter number two, which means it's time for Tucker's Tape. And Keystone Kickoff Show is brought to you by DraftKings. It's down to the best of the best as we crown the football champion. Get in on all the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. DraftKings Sportsbook is the place to get all of your big game bets in. You could check out all they have to offer, including countless prop bets and football squares. Ross, I took a look at some of these prop bets. This is my favorite. They have something they call a doink special. You could actually bet on a kick hitting the uprights. Anyway,
they've thought of everything, that's for sure.
Yeah, maybe even the crossbar. So, but you need to download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. Use code KSN. Get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Ross, it is time to talk linebackers. As we go through this position breakdown, I'm not sure there's a better position based on how the team performed this past year and going into this year.
No, I think you're exactly right, Jim. I think that that's well said. And I'll just start this segment by stating the obvious. Linebacker U's back. I really feel like linebacker U is back, and it's primarily with the way they've recruited the last couple years. You know, Cam Brown and Jan Johnson both had nice careers. I expect both of them to get opportunities at the next level. We'll see whether or not both or either one can make a team. Special teams usually is a huge factor. Those guys are like polar opposites. Cam Brown has every measurable and is fast and all that stuff, but doesn't always see things as clearly. Jan Johnson's the opposite, doesn't have the straight line speed, but absolutely is a student of the game. So I'll be curious. You know, there are NFL teams that they go more the student of the game route. There's NFL teams, they want just the athlete specifically for special teams. So we'll see. I have a feeling Jan Johnson is going to find a way. Somehow, some way, he feels like a find the way type of guy. But next year, you look at what they have from a talent perspective. Micah Parsons, Brandon Smith, Lance Dixon, who their tape was probably the two best linebackers tapes that Penn State's gotten since we've been doing this, because Micah played the end. So in terms of watching high school recruits that came to Penn State as linebackers, Lance Dixon and Brandon Smith are the two best I saw. Ellis Brooks has been very productive when he's gotten an opportunity. Jesse Luceda, I think, is a very good player. You know, you hear some good things about Charlie Catcher. I think he's going to have a tough time, you know, trying to break through. He's going to maybe have to wait another year, because I just think that they are loaded with talent. The competition is going to be fierce. They like to go ahead and play a lot of guys. I mean, there's at least five, Dixon, Parsons, Smith, Brooks, Luceda, that I would expect to be in their rotation. And I'll tell you one other name I just need to mention. Curtis Jacobs is their top-ranked recruit. You know, I mean, and let me just say this too. It's a good example of how hard it is to get a scholarship to a place like Penn State. How hard is it to get on the field? Like, Charlie Catcher was an unbelievable high school football player, and I'm sure he's a good college player, But Bob, you go to a place like Penn State and the kids that you are competing against for playing time, Lance Dixon, Micah Parsons, Brandon Smith, these are like first couple round NFL draft caliber athletes.
Yeah. I mean, Charlie seems like a guy that when Penn State took him, they really liked him, but they probably knew he wasn't going to play for at least the first 2 years. And with Brandon Smith and Dixon, and I do really like, I think Ellis Brooks is a guy that can make a pretty nice step forward. You just wonder, you know, I was talking with
Bob was going away from the mic as he's turning his phone off. You were talking with somebody.
Sorry about that. I was talking with Greg Pickle about Penn State's returning talent. Sorry about that, audience. But
it was entertaining for me. I'm not sorry.
We're here laughing.
So if you guys,
I turned it on instead of turning it off. You could see me like fidgeting with my phone.
By the way, if you're driving your car or you're listening at the gym or whatever, Bob's phone started to go off. So he tried to back away from the table and back away from the microphone so that he didn't make more noise, but he tried to keep talking.
Made it worse.
Further and further away from the microphone.
What I like too, Ross, is you and I just kind of sat here watching in amazement.
I would say amused more than amazed. But no, I was talking to him with Pickle, and that James Franklin always talks about, you know, incorporating the scheme around the skill players that you have, right? He said on offense. That's what a good offensive coordinator does. You just wonder with these linebackers if at least a couple of times they want to mess around with some variation of a 3-4 because of what they have at defensive tackle and what they have at linebacker. I know it's the Big Ten, but you see like a linebacker just, you know, Luketa or Brooks inside with, you know, either Brandon Smith or Micah, and then the other one's outside with Dixon. And that, you just, the idea being if you get those four athletes on the field, that might make your defense a little bit better against some teams than a down four, especially when you don't have I don't know that they have a defensive end that can kick inside and play defensive tackle like Etor did. They seem like they're a little bit, they seem like these guys are all outside ends. I just think that the linebacker group is that good that if you're Brent Pry and your James, don't you at least wonder or tinker about some 3-4 sets just to get them all on the field?
And a little bit of a precursor of quarter four about getting talent on the field, right, which I like. Bob, I wanted to ask you about Brandon Smith because I know you got to beat him during his high school days. You're very high on him. What did you find out about him? Give us some background.
He was very much of just meeting him before he got to Penn State. Very impressive, very down to earth. Spent a couple days with him and his family. At his high school, it was Louisa County. Everyone was just gushing about what kind of player he was, not only on the field, but off the field. And to see the development as a January enrollee physically, to get to the point where, you know, I would say by, you know, early in the season, he looked physically like he was ready to play in the Big Ten and play at a high level. And even, Ross, even when he got on the field in the second half of the season, even for a couple of snaps, he almost always delivered one or two plays where you just either whether he showed his speed or he just delivered a nasty blow, and he looks like he is ready to hit the ground running and be, a good linebacker right from the start. I remember Matt Millen said last summer that he was a better pure linebacker than Micah was, and he was very strong in his belief about that.
Well, and let me just say this too, if they had Parsons, Dixon, and Smith on the field at the same time next year, I don't think there's a more talented linebacker trio. Now, I like the way Ellis Brooks plays. He's physical. I think he's a good middle linebacker. But in terms of pure talent, Dixon, Parsons, Smith are all like five-star caliber guys.
Well, if you do that, Ross, that was the question I was looking to ask. What would be the starting three or the optimal three? If you don't have Ellis Brooks on there on the field, do you not have a true middle linebacker, and what does that mean?
Well, there has been some talk, correct me if I'm wrong, Bob, about maybe moving Micah to middle linebacker.
Yeah, I just
they think, started him there, right?
Yeah, and you know what, he to me Micah is a 10 to 12 pound bigger version of that Clemson kid. I think he could play middle. He could play all three spots. I don't know that he's quite as the athlete that the Clemson kid was to kind of play. He played free safety or safety at some point. But I just think that Micah can play wherever you need him to play. He could probably play stand up defensive end. But I'll be curious to see what they do with the middle linebacker position. I don't know. Sometimes they're a little bit leery of moving guys, and if they think that Ellis has a good off season or Jesse, we shouldn't discount Jesse. There's a lot that goes with playing in the middle too, Ross, in terms of getting guys lined up and stuff like that.
I would be surprised if they did that. It's like they're finally getting Micah to play fast and have a good feel for what his responsibilities are. I wouldn't want to add more to his plate mentally. And also, when you're middle, there's more blockers coming at you from both directions. I don't see them doing that. I think it's Brooks and Lucada probably at Mike. Now, would they put Brandon Smith at Mike and give him a try there? I don't know. But I think it's Brooks and Lucada splitting the mic, and then Smith and Dixon as much as anybody playing the outsides along with Parsons. And then I wouldn't be surprised if like Parsons and Dixon are the two nickel linebackers. So Brandon Smith might be regular. Brooks and Lucada split the mic reps and regular, but Dixon ends up being the other coverage linebacker and obvious passing downs, so they call sub or nickel.
Yeah, I don't think that I've ever seen two more physically impressive linebackers than Dixon and Smith. Micah was, as a freshman, he was one guy, but two true freshmen, because Dixon looks pretty good too. He's added a little weight. I think he might be maybe the fastest of the linebackers. I know Micah ran a very good 40 time, but I'm really anxious to see him on defense. We only got to see him run down the field on a couple of kickoff returns, and they finally said, what's the point with Jordan Stout?
It's, back with Lance Dixon, they kept him under the four games also, so he'll go in. One last question with the half minute we have left, Ross. With Micah Parsons and the development, do you see him now is it just pure development, or has the defensive coaching staff said, oh, we've got this weapon, now we can use him in different ways?
I think it's both, but I do think, certainly in the bowl game, they used him in some special ways, which was really cool to see. But there's more development there, and he has said that, and all the coaches will say it. He still has a little ways to go. He's only been playing the position for 2 years.
Great. Well, that's it for quarter number two from the Labatt Blue Studio. Stay tuned. We're going to Ask Ross next. Get in on all the big game action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.